بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the noble Prophet, the believers of his noble family, of the believers of his family, and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and this is verse number 94. يقول الله عز وجل قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. Say to them, if the home of the hereafter with Allah is indeed for you specially, is indeed for you specially and not for others, still the address is for the Jews. If the home of the hereafter with Allah is indeed for you specially and not for others of mankind, then long for death if you are truthful. Then long for death if you are truthful. So, if the home of the hereafter, meaning the Jannah, the paradise, is specifically for you, Allah is saying this to them because they said earlier, لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. The fire will not touch us except for a few days. And afterwards, you, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the believers will follow us, instead will replace us, and you will go to hell forever, and we will be in paradise. This was their statement. If the home of the hereafter, Allah is responding to that, if the home of the hereafter, which is paradise, is indeed for you specially and not for others of mankind, then long for death if you are truthful. تمنوا الموت, Allah says to them, تمنوا الموت, meaning ask for death, long for death, ask Allah to make it happen. Because if it is the case what you're claiming, then the hereafter will be better for you than this life. So long for death to reach the hereafter, and this is تحدٍ لهم, this is a challenge to them. That's why Allah said right afterwards, and they وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. The next verse please. وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا. But they will never long for it. They will never long for it. And we read in Surah Al-Jumu'ah the same thing about them. In Surah Al-Jumu'ah 62, verse 7, ولا يتمنونه أبدا. But they will never long for it, for death, because of what deeds their hands have sent before Allah, before Him. Because, why? Because they know that they are lying in their claim that this hereafter, Al-Jannah, is specifically for them. This is the apparent meaning of this verse. Allah Ta'ala commanded His Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to challenge them if the home of the hereafter is for them secured as they claim, then let them long for death so that they can attain it. There is no doubt that this is the obviously understood meaning of the verse, and this is what was preponderated by Ibn Jarir At-Tabari Rahimahullah and many of the people of Tafsir. Some of the scholars, however, went to conclude that what's intended in Allah saying فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ, long for death, meaning بَاهِلُونَ أي فباهلون وتمنوا الموت لمن هو كاذب منا. Meaning invoke Allah to curse the one who lies. Which this is called in the Quran, this is known as المباهلة. To invoke Allah with the disputant, asking him to have his curse on the one who lies. Okay, so this would be like the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Imran, which is the verse of Mubahala in 361. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. Then whoever disputes with you concerning him, Isa, Jesus, عليه السلام, after all this kind of this knowledge that has come to you, then say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our woman and your woman, ourselves and yourselves. Then we pray and invoke sincerely the curse of Allah upon those who lie. This is the verse of Mubahala. So therefore, the meaning would be here, according to this opinion of some of the scholars, تمنوا الموت, long for death, by the way of Mubahala. By the way of Mubahala. And this opinion was the opinion preponderated by Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. And he argued rahimahullah, he argued for that by saying that if the meaning was the first meaning which we want, which is the obviously understood meaning, meaning long for the death if you are certain that this paradise is especially for you. He said, if this would be the meaning, they, the Jews, would have done the same with us. And they would say, you too, meaning you believers, if you say that the hereafter paradise is for you, then also you long for death if you are truthful. Because your challenge of us, you know, is by all means doesn't take precedence over our challenge to you. Because you Muslims also claim, this is their saying, this is the argument, that the hereafter is yours, and that the Jews after the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam message will be in the fire of hell. Then you believers also long for death. And the answer for Ibn Kathir's rahimahullah's argument is as follows. We, the believers, did not claim that the hereafter paradise is specifically to us, but rather we believe that the hereafter is for every believer who believed in Allah and did righteous deeds, whether he is from this ummah or from the nations before. And accordingly, therefore, the argument of Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah would be in opposition to the obviously understood meaning of the verse, and thus therefore it is not to be depended upon. So the Shaykh rahimahullah here therefore preponderated the first opinion, that فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ, long for death if you are truthful, meaning it's a challenge for them, and that we the believers, we don't claim that the hereafter, the paradise, is specific for us and no one else. So we go with the apparently understood meaning, because in this case it is the obviously understood meaning. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم. Then verse 96. ولا تجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا. ولا تجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة. And verily will find them. Here he gave the meaning that this refers to the Jews. And verily you will find them, meaning the Jews, the greediest of mankind for life, and even greedier than those who ascribe partners to Allah, the pagans, the mushriks. Every one of them wishes that he could be given a life of 1,000 years, but the grant of such life will not save him even a little from due punishment, and Allah is all seer of what they do. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily you will find them. And this statement here is asserted by three manners. Verily you will find them, the greediest of mankind. Greedy. أحرص الناس. Greediest. Man, this greed is for man to wanting to attain something, fearing that he will lose it. So he's going to be haris, keen to attain, fearing to lose that which he likes or what he wants, greedy about getting it. This type requires exerting the effort. With respect to the meaning in this verse, it refers to the blameworthy type of being keen, whereby it reflects their greediest attitude of mankind in order to take this life, regardless of what it could be. I mean, even if they were to have a moment of it, then they are so keen to keep, to attach to, fearing that it will go away. And the person can be keen in the good sense, in striving, exerting the effort. That's not blameworthy. And in that sense, he cannot be called greedy. That's why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Be keen to attain that which is beneficial to you. واستعن بالله. You exert the effort, but what? You seek help from Allah. ولا تعجز. And don't be helpless. And don't be helpless. So therefore, the correct understanding of this hirs is that when it involves exerting the effort to attain something which is beneficial, then it is good. When it is coming out of a greed, fearing that this thing will be lost, like in this case of the Jews, of their greedy attitude, fearing that this life will go away and they die, that's why they are so keen in the bad sense of not losing a moment from it. And irrespective of the type of life, as long as they live. That what really counts to them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا greediest of mankind for greediest of mankind. And verily you will find them, the Jews, the greediest of mankind for life, and even greedier than those who ascribe partners to Allah. Those who ascribe partners to Allah, meaning the major shirk. Meaning the major shirk. Here there is a difference of opinion between the scholars of tafsir concerning this. Some of them said, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, that this is a new statement, مُسْتَأْنَف. This is a new statement. So you stop there. The first opinion, you stop, وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاتٍ, and you will find them, the Jews, the greediest of mankind for life. You stop here, and then وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and even greedier than those who ascribe partners, that this is a new statement now. So the statements will be separate. The greediest of mankind for life, and even greater and greedier than those who ascribe partners to Allah, this would be separate from the earlier one. So in this case, the meaning will be as follows. That from those who ascribe partners to Allah, from those who ascribe partners to Allah, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, you will find from them who would like, you know, to stay alive. They wish, لَوْ يُعَمَّرْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرْ أَلْفَ سَنَة, that he could be given a life of 1,000 years. Okay, so this would refer to whom? From those who commit shirk. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, although this is possible from a literal aspect, however in meaning it is remote. In meaning, it is remote. The other opinion, the term وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and from those who ascribe partners to Allah, that it is adjoined. That it is adjoined. Now the Shaykh said that it is possible from the literal sense, in wording, but in meaning it is remote, very remote. The other opinion is that the term وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and of those who ascribe partners to Allah, it is conjugated with the term annas. It is added to annas, to mankind. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ, verily you will find the greediest of mankind. Okay, so they said those who ascribe partners to Allah is added to mankind, is conjugated, is adjoined grammatically to the term mankind. So the meaning therefore will be, and that you will find them the greediest of mankind, and more greedy than those who ascribe partners to Allah. So the meaning will be here, according to the second opinion, that the Jews are the greediest, more greedy than the mushriks. even though they are people of the book, who believe in resurrection, who believe in paradise and in hell. But the mushriks, they don't believe in all of them. And the one who doesn't believe in the resurrection, then he will be more greedier for this life, because he would think that he died, that if he dies, his affair will be over. He will not return. So you will find him so keen to attach to this life, which he thinks that it is his capital, and this opinion is the correct opinion. This opinion is the correct opinion. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next statement, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةِ يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةِ يعني he wishes to live, every one of them wishes that he could be given a life of 1,000 years. يَوَدُّ wishes. The مَوَدَّ here means pure love of something. Every one of them, the subject refers to the mushriks, according to the what? To the first saying earlier. When we said according to the first opinion, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا is a new statement. When we said that, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and from those who ascribe partners, when we said this is a new statement, then in this case, the subject, أَحَدُهُمْ, every one of them, will refer to the mushriks. This is according to the first opinion. According to the second opinion, it is possible that the subject refers to the Jews, and in this case, the recitation would stop at the term Ashraku, those who ascribe partners. And it is possible also that it refers to the mushriks. And this is preponderated by the following two matters. Number one, that the subject possibly refers to the mushriks, and it is preponderated by the following two matters. Number one, that whenever there is a pronoun, then originally, in origin, the pronoun will refer to the closest mentioned. In grammar, originally, if the pronoun is there, the pronoun would relate to the closest mentioned. And these closest mentioned here are the mushriks. The closest mentioned to the pronoun, every one of them, the closest to that is the mushriks, and therefore here the pronoun would refer to the mushriks according to this preponderating matter. The second preponderating matter is, if the mushrik wishes to live 1,000 years, and knowing that the Jew is the greediest and more greedy than him, than the mushrik for this life, then this entails that the Jew wishes to live more than 1,000 years. You see how delicate it is? I will repeat. If the mushrik wishes to live 1,000 years, and the Yehudi and the Jew is greedier than him for this life, then this entails that the Jew wishes to live even longer. And that's as you see, the Shaykh gave that this is this is possible to be a preponderating matter, that the pronoun refers to the mushriks. You see, from the grammatical constructs, subhanallah, yani a lot of benefit can be deducted. So here, لو يعمر, if he lives, meaning if his life extends and increases, so every one of them wishes to have an extended life of 1,000 years. And the year which is mentioned here is the year based on the lunar year, not the solar year. The reference here, 1,000 years, the year here is the lunar one, not the solar one. Because when the words are generalized, then we take them according to their legal meaning. And in this sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah in 9:36, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمٌ. Verily, the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year. So was it ordained by Allah on the day when He created the heavens and the earth? Of them, 4 are sacred. So the timing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for His slaves is 12 lunar months. Allah mentioned of them are 4, the 1st, the 7th, and the 11th, and the 12th of the Islamic calendar, which is based upon the lunar system. Similarly, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:189, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ. They ask you, O Muhammad, concerning sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the new moons. Say, these are signs to mark fixed periods of time for mankind and for the pilgrimage. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Yunus in chapter 10, verse 5, وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. It is He who made the sun a shining thing and the moon as a light, and measured out their stages, that you might know the number of years and the reckoning. Allah did not create this but in truth. Then in the next statement, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَن يُعَمَّرُ. وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَن يُعَمَّرُ. So they wish to extend their lives for 1,000 years, and with respect to the Jews more, according to the second opinion. But the grant of such life, عليكم السلام ورحمةالله تعالى وبركاته, but the grant of such life will not save him even a little from due punishment, and Allah is all seer of what they do. Meaning that if he would live 1,000 years or more while insisting on the disobedience to Allah, then this will not save him from punishment. Rather, if man lives longer or lives long while in a state of disobedience, then his punishment will increase. That's why it came in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and also by At-Tirmidhi, and the Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah said in Sahih al-Tirmidhi that it is sahih because of other supporting evidence. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, شركم من طال عمره وساء عمله. The most evil of you is the one who lives longer and his deeds are وساء عمله, while his deeds are bad, being in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his works gets worse. وَسَاءَ عَمَلُ. And Allah said at the end, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is all seer of what they do. That He, Allah, the most magnificent, the most high, knows all that they do in secrecy and in the open, from bad or good. The benefits of these verses. Number one, making clear that the Jews who said that the hereafter is special for them, and that they will only be touched for few days in the fire of hell, are lying. And this is deducted from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ, long for death if you are truthful, and that they will not do so. And from the benefits is, the kafir hates death. The kafir hates death because he knows of the evil consequences. The kafir hates death because he knows of the evil consequences. Because Allah said here, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, due to that which their hands had done. And this statement, due to their hands, due to what their hands have done, affirms the causes. Affirms the causes of what their hands have sent before them from deeds, meaning what they have done. This affirms the causes. And free from the benefit is affirming the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge of the future. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا, and they will never long for death, and they will never long for death. And it occurred exactly according to the foreknowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the benefits also, that the Jews are the greediest of mankind for this life. The greediest of mankind for this life. Also, nullifying their statement that the fire will not touch us except for a few days. This is nullified by the fact that they hated death, and the one who hates death and the one who rather doesn't hate death will not be worried. But they hated death. And from the benefits also we learn that people differ in terms of their degree of greediness concerning this life. Because Allah said, you will find them the greediest. And this entails that people differ. people differ in terms of their degree of greediness concerning this life. And Allah said here, and verily you will find them, the Jews, the greediest. So the term the greediest indicates that there is greedy and there also there is the greediest. And people therefore differ in terms of their degree of greediness. And from the benefits that the mushriks are of the greediest of mankind for this life, and that they hate death. And from the benefits that the increase in life and the length of living doesn't benefit the person if it is in disobedience to Allah. So for the person to say, if I would live longer, and he acts in disobedience, there is to the contrary, this would be worse on him. So longer life does not benefit the person if he lives a life of disobedience to Allah. And from this now we know the depth of understanding with the Salaf. The depth of understanding of the Salaf, of the righteous predecessors. Since they disliked that invocation be made for longer life, they disliked the dua for longer life. Imam Ahmad in particular, rahimahullah, disliked someone to say to another one, أطال الله بقاءك, may Allah extend your stay or your life. Because longer life may benefit and may be harmful. So the correct and safe way to say it is, may Allah gives you longer life on His obedience. Longer life on His obedience, or the like. And from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses the actions of these, of the Jews and the mushriks and everyone else. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ, Allah all seer of that which they do. This seeing here could mean knowledge, and it could also mean the seeing. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, حجابه النور, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hijab, the veil is light. If he subhanahu wa ta'ala would uncover that, then the subhat of Allah's face would burn whatever it reaches, whatever his sight reaches from his creation. This hadith affirms the basar, the ru'ya, the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, with respect to the verse explaining it, the seeing by the knowledge is more comprehensive. تفسيره بالعلم أعم. So two meanings here is al-basar, which would mean al-ilm, and it's possible to also mean the sight, al-ru'ya, the actual ru'ya. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Okay, you're most welcome. If there is any particular question, please go ahead. Big the tafsir of the Sheikh. نعم. Well, so far we have covered 97, and this amounted to around 312 pages. Oh, okay, how many chapters? Well, there is Al-Baqarah, there is Al-Imran, there is Al-Nisa, and some other chapters also Surah Yasin, Surah As-Safat, Juz'u Amma, not the whole Quran, no, not the whole Quran.